Unions must back junior doctors James Ivans. Brave junior doctors are an inspiration to us all. Now, the trade union movement must come to their support. Members of Doctors Union BMA have so far struck on three occasions to defend the NHS. They plan at least two more stoppages. The Tories have made a new enemy, with punishing schedules and cuts to pay normally reserved for other workers. Healthcare has so crumbled that we might not even meet the World Health Organization's definition of a national health service. Increasingly, the capitalist state is reducing its legal obligation to provide care. At the same time, it is selling off its facility to do so to unaccountable privateers. Meanwhile, a recent BMA poll of 2,800 GP surgeries found 294 reporting they were financially unsustainable, 46% expect to lose doctors to retirement or emigration. Across the NHS, thousands of junior doctors have applied to get out, and who can blame them? But Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt's bullying imposition of the contract shows weakness, not strength. He knows the doctors are united, and the public is against him. Now is the time for other unions to join the fight and hit the Tories while they are weak. Britain's largest trade unions, Unite and Unison, both represent big sections of health workers. Their members have a litany of potential industrial disputes, not least the latest 1% pay deal. So do workers across the public sector. Other unions should ballot for action now. They can then coordinate strikes with the junior doctors. This will prevent the doctors from becoming isolated, and allow other sections of the workforce to exploit an opportunity to push the Tories back. The BMA is not yet a member of the Trade Union Congress TUC. The Socialist says it should have a standing invite to the TUC's General Council, while the dispute runs. We urgently need an emergency national demonstration to support the BMA and the junior doctors. The Socialist calls on the TUC to approach the People's Assembly about turning its 16 April march into a TUC and union-led demonstration to defend the NHS. Striking to save sixth form colleges. Members of the National Union of Teachers NUT in sixth form colleges are on strike today against funding cuts, mergers, and closures. Sheffield. NUT members at Longley Park Sixth Form College were in high spirits on the picket line following the High Court ruling that their strike was lawful. Several members told us that the Tories' decision to try to get the strike ruled unlawful had massively increased press coverage for the action. NUT members nationally have taken this strike action against funding cuts to sixth form colleges, demanding that funding be restored to 2010 levels, and that the government pledges not to close or merge any colleges. One member told the Socialist, "It's great that we've had a strong action today. But we need the other education unions to join us in the fight to preserve FEN, and that means taking strike action with us." Sam Moorcroft, Sheffield South Socialist Party, North Kensington, London. Striking NUT members at St. Charles Sixth Form College in North Kensington, West London, were joined by some of their students with homemade placards, making for a very lively picket line. As a result of funding cuts, teaching time at St. Charles is being squeezed. A fall in student numbers will see funding hit further. NUT members at the college were out campaigning locally at the weekend and received a really positive response. The teachers are in a very determined mood to stop these cuts and reverse previous cuts, and as a result of campaigning by the NUT locally around this action, more teachers have joined the union. Chris Newby, Islington, London. "Wow, it's so colourful," said one of City and Islington Sixth Form College arts teachers as she joined the picket line. See pic at top of page. Homemade placards and trade union banners were draped over the entrance to the college. A crowd of 20 staff and supporters were there towards the end when London NUT Secretary and Socialist Party member Martin Powell Davis joined the picket, and the NUT's Deputy General Secretary Kevin Courtney also arrived to give support. Helen Patterson, Newham, London. "The government has claimed our strike is political, but it is them who are politically attacking us. They want to destroy sixth forms," explained a striker at Newvic Newham Sixth Form College. Another, a modern language teacher, outlined why she felt so strongly about striking. We are on strike today because of the threat to sixth form provision, because of the cuts, the threat of academy status. The government is bent on turning sixth form colleges into academies or closing them down altogether. I think especially in an area like Newham with a lot of students from deprived backgrounds, the sixth form is really important. We were established in the 1990s because people realized that many students were not the traditional kids who are encouraged by their parents to do A-levels and then go to the top universities, and so many schools only had a small number of students doing A-levels, so it made sense to establish a large sixth form college. It still does. We can offer a very wide range of subjects to students and good facilities that schools could not provide. But now the whole thing is being driven back. Schools are being made to compete against each other, which does not benefit the ethos of education for all. The other thing we've had is the Academy of Excellence, where Eton College lends some of its teachers for part of the year to teach the poor in the East End. That's max of Victorian England, not 2016. It is a step back from our sixth form that caters for everyone. To smash up what has been created, as this government wants to do, to withdraw funding from us, and then to turn round and tell us Ofsted, or whoever says we are not doing well enough, that is very cheap. Hannah sell London after the picket lines, strikers from across London and beyond went to a rally in the Camden Centre near King's Cross. Salford Paul Rissington, a NUT member at Salford City College, explained. Members have gone out on strike today at Salford City College. It's not about this college. This college is a great college, and teaching staff are very proud of it. It is primarily because of the Tory funding cuts. Since 2010, it's been cut by 14% in real terms, and we feel that this sector, that we are extremely proud of, will cease to exist in the form that it presently is. And I think that particularly in an area like Salford, which is classed as a deprived area, the service that we provide to young people is immense. And it's just like everything else, the police, the NHS, that's been cut by this government, they're doing it to us. We are taking a stand today in order to send a message to Nicky Morgan and the DfE, and to David Cameron, that we are not going to put up with it anymore. Ultimately, I'd like the government to move away from their austerity agenda, though I doubt that's ever going to happen. I think at least we need to have open discussions with the teaching unions working with sixth form colleges, looking at what the sector actually needs in terms of keeping class sizes at decent levels, keeping pay for staff at fair levels as well, and ensuring the quality of service we provide for young people is second to none, as it always had been. One of the most heartbreaking things has been cuts to services for students with mental health issues. That's something our college has had to tolerate over the last 12 months. We've got a government that isn't interested in investing in the future of education. People at Salford, who are proud of the job that they do, proud of their profession, having to take a day of action like this where you're taking yourself out of the classroom, taking yourself out of that environment that you're so proud to work in, on top of losing a day's pay, it's not a decision taken lightly by professional people like myself and my colleagues. The government needs to understand that. We are better than them in that regard. We've got integrity, we've got honesty, we care. Paul was interviewed by Hugh Caffrey, Waltham Forest, London. Eastleigh. Visiting the NUT picket line outside Barton Peverill College in Eastleigh, we found a buoyant and committed group of sixth form teachers. One by one they explained how cuts to education are resulting in courses being withdrawn and staff losing jobs. One asked what kind of society does this government wish to create through a lack of access to decent education? Another correctly linked the attacks to education with cuts to other public services, and described how young people are disproportionately affected by these times of austerity. To be young today means struggling to find a course at a local college, to engage in and study, going on to university, but having to accept a lifetime of debt, or joining the masses fighting over poverty pay jobs with no terms and conditions to speak of. It's criminal. Pickets describe how happy they were to receive support from parents who stopped to give support, and from the Socialist Party members who came in solidarity and support of their strike. The teachers on this picket line see that many trade unions are now going into dispute with the government, but are not yet discussing coordinated action. With Unison and UQ recently striking in education, they asked why aren't we out together? A question they intend to put to their union in the period after this strike. We need a real strategy now, going forward, and must use this strike as a springboard to more action. We cannot let this mood die out. Declan Clune, Southampton Socialist Party Havering. NUP members at Havering Sixth Form College, the fifth largest in England, were on strike today to protest against the massive cuts in education. Kieran Clements, NUP rep for the college, which has 2,700 students, told the Socialist that the college faces losing approximately £500 per student due to the government cuts, so multiply that by 2,700, and you can see just how hard these cuts are hitting. The cuts, Kieran added, mean education courses will be dropped, class sizes will increase, and teaching workload will increase. It makes it increasingly difficult to provide the service the students deserve. People might say that the strike is inconvenient for the students for one day, but the current government is harming the students' education every day with their cuts to education. Pickett's noted that students and passers-by have been very supportive, and NUP members, who make up a large majority of the college teaching staff, have been pretty solid today. These cuts mean that managements in sixth form colleges have to concentrate on enrolling as many students as possible to gain funding, Pickett's told us, and consideration of their educational benefit comes second. It is an education free-for-all that the government has engendered, with no strategic planning for the borough. Pete Mason, Barking, the Genlam and Havering Socialist Party Leicester. I visited the picket line at one of the entrances to Leicester Care College, where National Union of Teachers members were striking as part of the national strike against government cuts. The strike went ahead after a government attempt to stop it with legal action failed. As one supporter from the local trades union council said, the government doesn't seem to understand it when workers take action to defend the service, rather than just their pay. Many had already left to get the bus to a rally in London. Those that remained were leafleting pupils and other staff going past. Some stopped to sign a petition against funding cuts and take stickers to support the strike. One picket said, "We are protesting against a real danger to our students and future students. We are doing this for the whole community." Another teacher said, "We believe sixth form colleges offer specialist education. We are trained to teach at this level. The impact of the government cuts will mean a third of sixth form colleges could potentially close." Steve Score. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 15th of March 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist. Doctors out in force for third phase of action. Junior doctors in England have been striking in force again on 9 and the 10th of March, their third period of action against worse contracts. There's massive anger against the government for trying to impose a new contract, and for all its other attacks on the NHS. The Doctors' Union, BMA, said in a statement. The current proposals will affect those already working the most unsocial hours, hitting key parts of the NHS with the greatest problems in attracting and keeping doctors, such as our accident and emergency departments. This action is wholly avoidable, but the government must get back around the table and negotiate with junior doctors, rather than simply impose a contract in which they have no confidence. Further strikes are planned for Wednesday and Thursday, the 6th of July, April, and Tuesday and Wednesday, 26th, 27th April. As well as the picket line reports below, see the articles in this week's issue of the Socialist Junior Doctors Striking to Win, Organized to Kill Off Hunt's Contract Swansea, Solidarity Liverpool Not Hunt Slaves. Large and lively pickets outside the Royal Liverpool Hospital were well supported by the public, patients, and local campaigns and trade unionists. Junior doctors are angry at Hunt imposing the contract, and determined to fight on. Hugh Caffrey spoke to two of the doctors. Nusiba Torfik, BMA junior doctors rep at the Royal, said, "Hunt imposing the contract is quite upsetting really, especially because they did it the day after our last strike, which just shows the Department of Health don't really care about what we are saying. but we are still going to be out here striking, talking to the public, and letting them know why we are on strike. None of us want to be in strike, but it's the last thing we can do. After we tried negotiating, and tried talking to the government and it just hasn't worked. We want to see the government listen to us, listen to the public as well, because the public are behind us, and get this contract changed, because it's not safe for the patients we see every day and it's not fair for us. We are seeing doctors move abroad, we are seeing people not want to go into medicine in the first place, so if this contract isn't changed then before long it's going to affect the entire NHS. So we want to see it changed before that happens. Aaron Borbora, BMA National Junior Doctors Committee Deputy Chair, said. We are not going to stand by and allow the government to enforce a contract that damages our terms and conditions of working and threatens our health service. The NHS belongs to all of us, and we are not going to be the ones who allow its loss. The government needs to realize this. If this contract's imposed, there'll be fewer doctors available to work in England. We're already overstretched after years of underfunding. If this happens, and even a small number decide to go abroad, we simply won't be able to deliver the service. It's quite likely that the government will then use this as an excuse to bring in private companies and dismantle the service, and we are not going to allow that to happen. All workers should be treated with respect and valued for the contribution they make. Simply to steamroller over the serious concerns of your staff is not the way to run anything. Leeds. Despite awful weather, junior doctors turned out in force again for their first strike since Jeremy Hunt's decision to impose the new contract on them. Comparable numbers at both Leeds General Infirmary and St. James's Hospital braved the weather to show their determination to resist this attack and the others that would undoubtedly follow if they are defeated. One striker carried a poignant sign, "If you tolerate this, then the nurses will be next," which sums up how serious the dispute is. This is why it is urgent for the trade union movement to redouble support for this strike and mobilize trade union members in support. In particular, other health unions have a crucial role in organizing to coordinate industrial action with the doctors. Ian Dalton, Leeds Socialist Party Royal Free, London. At the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead, North London, the BMA pickets are still in determined mood. People were queuing up to sign the petition and loads of drivers were tooting support. One of the junior doctors was quite clear that this is the latest in a long line of attacks on the NHS, and if the government gets away with these attacks on the junior doctors, they will increase their attacks on other health workers. Chris Newby, Manchester. The rain didn't dampen the mood of the junior doctors and their supporters on the picket line. Doctors are still determined to win, but can see there needs to be an escalation in the battle to defeat the government. Jeremy Hunt is running scared, and as one doctor pointed out to me, he's avoided being on TV recently. Confident that the public are on their side, the doctors want more action and more unions to support them to push the government back. Bexy Heagney, St. Bartholomew's Hospital, London. The pickets at Bart's Hospital began with 5 doctors, and then soon more than doubled in size as more doctors arrived. One of the doctors, an oncologist, described how devastated he was when Jeremy Hunt imposed the new contract. He views the dispute as being also about the future of the NHS as a whole. During his 7 years as a doctor, he's seen the running down of support services, such as rehabilitation help for cancer patients. He commented that contrary to government propaganda, patients receive a very good service from doctors when they need it at weekends, but the doctors are limited in the help they can give by the cuts that have been made in many other areas of health and social services. Judy Beeshan, Waltham Forest, London. Lots of junior doctors from Whips Cross Hospital were at Leytonstone Tube Station to talk to the public and win their support, which they already had. They have been slated by the government, but these overworked doctors were offering free life-saving CPR training to passers-by. Ian Patterson, Sheffield. Will Sapwell, BMA junior doctors rep at Sheffield Teaching Hospitals, said, "We are not giving up in spite of Hunt's imposition of the contract. It's still unsafe and unfair. We will continue to fight for our patients, for future generations of doctors, and to keep a great NHS. Junior Dr. Danny Pernell said, "We are taking this action which is causing short-term disruption, but it is to stop the long-term dismantling of the NHS." Alistair Tice Chertsey, Surrey. Southampton. Even the very cold and wet conditions could not dampen the spirits and determination of the junior doctors on the picket at Southampton General Hospital. Spirits were high with many chocolate bars and cakes in circulation and smiles and laughs all around. Conversations ranged widely, from the pay issue right through to the privatization agenda, crippling PFI debts and the huge cost of pharmaceutical companies' supplies to the NHS. When some doctors were discussing the lack of funding for the NHS, one said firmly, "The money is there." He then went on to describe the criminal tax evasion of corporations and wealthy individuals that translates to a lack of funds for vital public services. One young doctor, Rachel, said, "This is not about pay, and for Jeremy Hunt and others in this government to say it shows how greatly they have underestimated us. If this was just about pay, we would not be on strike." Later in Southampton city centre, the BMA held a rally. They were joined by protesters taking part in the National Day of Action Against Benefit Sanctions organised by Unite the Community, who had marched through the city centre to join up in solidarity with the doctors at Guildhall Square. These acts of solidarity were warmly received, and junior doctors along with the BMA representatives expressed their gratitude. Back at the picket line, one doctor explained, "Having the support of people coming to join us is extremely important, and it is very much appreciated, especially on a day like today. Who wouldn't prefer to stay at home in the warm with a nice cup of tea?" Declan Clune, Bristol. Doctors in Bristol are standing firm in the latest round of strikes, determined to see off imposition of the new contracts. They are buoyed up by support from the public, which was as strong as ever. The picket line in the center of town was met with a constant cacophony of car horns, and everywhere you went in town you could see people wearing BMA badges. Tom Baldwin, Lambeth, London. The 10th of March 16. Pickets laughed and cheered as a truck driver honked and gave a clenched first salute outside Lambeth Hospital in South London. Support from the public and other health workers remained strong. A member of fellow Health Union Unison agreed with the Socialist Party's proposal that other health unions should ballot for coordinated action with the doctors, in light of the Tories' latest 1% public sector pay insult. Strikers bought copies of the Socialist. "The BMA rep is interested in our suggestion of approaching the hospitals Unite and Unison stewards to discuss putting pressure on union leaders for coordinated action." One junior doctor said, "On the last strike day, we are not used to being anti-establishment. But pickets at Lambeth Hospital are up for the fight." James Ivans, Reddick. The 10th of September 16. Junior doctors turned out for day 2 of strike action at Alexandra Hospital, Redditch, Worcestershire, in a determined but reflective mood. Pickets all recognized that the dispute goes beyond them with the threat of privatization in the background. Discussion centered around where the dispute goes next, with a mix of views about escalation. What stood out was their resolve, unity, and dedication to the NHS and patients. The fact that many are wondering whether their years of training were worth it should concern everyone. One picket commented that he can no longer bear to look at Jeremy Hunt's face due to his lies and arrogance. They fear being driven to work abroad. There is a clear recognition of the political nature of the move to impose contracts and the fact that the Tories intend to go on to attack other workers in the NHS and more widely. When I raise the ideas of building links with other trade unions in Worcestershire and of a national demonstration to defend the NHS and support their case, they were readily taken on. We then got on to talking about the 2 million strong public sector pensions strike on November 2011. How powerful that was, only for some leaders of Unison and the GMB to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. So other health unions need to act now with urgency. It was freezing on the picket line, but T and Ferrero Rochers helped us through it. I promised to return to support them in April. Kevin Greenway, Gateshead. You can see there's gritty determination to take on the Tories when junior doctors are out en masse in freezing cold rain. It was also clear they are digging in for the long haul, as they mentioned looking forward to picket lines and the sunshine over the summer. Their determination has clearly been boosted by the support both from members of the public and other hospital workers. Loads of cars, and every ambulance, that passed the picket line tooted in support. At Gateshead's Queen Elizabeth Hospital, our Socialist Party leaflet was well received. The bullet point suggesting coordinated strike action across the NHS in defence of pay and terms and conditions as a step towards a 24-hour general strike was particularly popular. The strike has clearly politicised this section of young professional workers. Strikers were interested in discussing the election of Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader, the forthcoming EU referendum and the impact it could have on the Tory party, the role of the media in misrepresenting workers' struggles and much more. The doctors understand that they are being seen as at the forefront of the battle to defend the NHS. One of them proudly likened themselves to the miners who went on strike during the 1980s. Elaine Brunskill. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 10th of March 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.